What up, what up, what up, y'all? Hi, Mike, the sports guy, coming at you so fly. And today, we are going to be breaking down the LA Lakers versus the Phoenix Suns round one, game one, playoff game. Y'all, Laker Nation. For those of you that don't know, maybe you've been under a rock or something, the LA Lakers lost to the Phoenix Suns yesterday with a score of 99-90. Now look, Anthony Davis is the first one to comment on the game afterwards saying, "There's no way we're winning a game, let alone a series, with me playing the way that I played. So, I mean, this is on me. I take full responsibility for sure. We'll be better in game two." I'm glad AD took responsibility for this. This was embarrassing. We played a pathetic game, and it started, quite frankly, with Anthony Davis. He absolutely looked piss poor and pathetic, with a paltry game by his standards of 5 of 16 from the field, 13 points, 7 rebounds. For a top 10 player and a top 5 talent in the NBA, that's completely unacceptable. I mean, what else can we say? Anthony Davis has had an extremely up and down season. And yeah, I hear you, Laker Nation. I know he's played around 35 to 36 games this year because of injury. I get it. But I'm talking about just his performance on the court right now. You want me to give you a perfect example? I'll give you a perfect example. Just 2 weeks ago versus this same Phoenix Suns team, Anthony Davis had 42 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 assists. 2 weeks ago versus this same team, 42, 12, and 5. How do you go from that to 13, 7, and 2? It's unacceptable. It's piss poor. And at the same time, Laker Nation, he wasn't the only one. He wasn't. LeBron James took only 13 shots. 13 shots. Yes, he finished with 18 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. And I know, Laker Nation, you're looking at those 10 assists and 7 rebounds like, hey, those are some solid numbers. But the truth of the matter is, we need a minimum of 25 to 27 points per game from LeBron James in this playoff run. A minimum. Let's look at the rest of them. Let's look. KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, was 2 for 9 from the field. 2 for 9. And 1 of 7 from the 3-point range. Mind you, this is our primary 3 and D guy. Dennis Schroeder, he gave us 14 points, but he was also negative 8 in regards to plus minus. For our audience out there, let me break down plus minus really quick. Essentially, when you're on the court, does your team score more points or does the other team score more points? When Dennis Schroeder was on the court yesterday, the other team scored 8 more points. When Anthony Davis was on the court yesterday, the other team scored 18 more points. Every single player on the Lakers outside of 3 guys were negative in plus minus. 4 guys, Talen Horton-Tucker, Alex Caruso, LeBron James, and Montrezl Harrell were the only guys on our team on positive in regards to plus minus. It's unacceptable. So everybody else on our team, when they were on the court, Phoenix scored more. Like, it's unacceptable. It's completely unacceptable. All right, Kyle Kuzma played 19 minutes yesterday and scored the same amount of points as I did sitting on my couch watching the game. Like, when is the inconsistency gonna stop? You played 19 minutes, you scored 0 points. The only reason you're not getting crucified out here is because Anthony Davis played so bad himself. It's unacceptable. It's completely unacceptable. With that being said, Laker Nation, I'm not worried. I know it may sound like I'm worried. No, I'm upset, but I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all because, look, we have a history of having bad games and bouncing back. Anthony Davis, in 3 playoff games last year, shot below 50% from the field. The following game, he returned and averaged 31.7 points a game on 57% shooting, and we went 2-1 in those games. That's a great bounce back. I'm fully expecting him to bounce back. The same with LeBron James. LeBron James, in his entire career, has only lost three Game 1, Round 1 playoff games. Three. The other two, he won the series. This is his third one, Laker Nation. The other two times he lost Game 1, Round 1 in the playoffs, he won the series. So no, I'm not worried. I do think our two superstars will turn it around and be more aggressive. I fully believe that. I do think we need to make changes, though. I think Montrezl Harrell needs to play more. Love how aggressive he was yesterday. Like I said, he was one of our only guys with positive in regards to plus minus. Loved how aggressive he was. Love how scrappy he was. This is a physical Phoenix team, and they're not afraid of us. They got guys like Jay Crowder and DeAndre Ayton who are not afraid to mix it up. They're not. With that being said, we have to have guys like that too. We have to have those dogs. Montrezl Harrell needs to be out there. I love what I see from Montrezl. I need to see more of it. I also think, and I'm not joking when I say this, I think Marc Gasol needs to get some playing time. I do. And, you know, I'm not a big Marc Gasol fan, as you all know. But he's good at spacing the floor. DeAndre Ayton, look, I think he played an okay game yesterday. I think rebounding-wise, it was whatever. Laker Nation, him and Anthony Davis combined for the same amount of rebounds as DeAndre Ayton. No, for real. Anthony Davis got 7 rebounds. Andre Drummond got 9. 9 plus 7, 16. That's the same amount of rebounds that DeAndre Ayton got for the Phoenix Suns. It's unacceptable. He also crowds the lane, which is why I want to see more Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol can space the floor. He's still a threat from three, and he's a good passer, which you have to respect his passing, and it opens up the lane for other people. When Andre Drummond and AD are both in the key together, it gets crowded, which makes it hard for LeBron to drive, hard for players to cut. Have Marc Gasol in there more at the five, and have Anthony Davis's behind in there more at the five, because he also spaces the floor. Another thing, Dennis Schroeder, he has got to start looking for Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis started off the game not aggressive. You are the starting point guard, right? Your job is to be aggressive and get him the ball. It's not to score your own points. It's not about you. He's the superstar. We need to get him going. I love how Dennis Schroeder can sometimes be aggressive and get in the paint, but that's not what we need from you. We need it at times, but the most important thing as a point guard is to see what your team needs, and your team needs Anthony Davis to be on his game every night. Like I said, I'm not worried. I thought we played a great defensive game. We played spectacular defensively, if you really think about it. We held the Suns to under 100 points. Mind you, Devin Booker got 34 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, and shot 50% from the field, and we still held him under 100 points. But offensively, we gotta get it together. Laker Nation, we shot 26% from three. Laker Nation, we shot 60% from the free throw line. 60%. We shot 28 free throws. The Suns shot 12. All we had to do was make our free throws. 60%? And we shot 43% from the field. Come on now. Come on. Laker Nation, they out-rebounded us. They scored more efficiently from the field, from three, and from the free throw line. It's unacceptable. It's completely unacceptable. And if I'm Frank Vogel, you got to go in your toolbox and say, hey, who was playing for us well? Like I said, Montrezl Harrell, 4 or 5 from the field, was getting aggressive, was getting scrappy, was letting them know we won't be bullied. I think we need to see more of Markieff Morris. I keep saying it. Another 3-and-D guy and another guy who's not afraid to get scrappy. Love Alex Caruso. I think he's got to stay on the court more. He's a smart basketball player. I think Talen Horton Tucker, I think we need to ease him in. I think he needs to be playing 5 to 7 minutes a game because he's playing too fast right now. He needs to slow down. All right, like I said, Laker Nation, round one, game one. We did not play well at all, did not play well, and we only lost by 9. I'm expecting a game 2 victory, and I'm expecting us to dominate. I don't like these inconsistent games, because down the line, they matter. They matter. Laker Nation, Hype Mike, the sports guy, coming at you so fly. Y'all, I got much more coming. We're excited, we're ecstatic, we're elated Y'all stay tuned. We're in our playoff mode now, baby. Laker evaluations will be postponed as we lock in for this playoff run. Back to back, like Drake said. Look, I love y'all. Peace.